Today, we'd like to study the title of a long time in Joshua chapter 11, verses 1 to 23. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 18, Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. What is the source of his long time war? Question 2, in verse 19, there was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon, all the others they took in battle. Why did not any cities make peace with Israel except the Hivites? Question 3, in verse 21, and at that time, Joshua came and cut off the Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anna, from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. What is Israel's heart to Anakim compared to previous their forefathers' heart to Anakim on the 12 spies reports? To understand a biblical location, we may use any Bible maps as a reference. Any Bible maps do not portray all locations in the Bible because a location through history was renamed, disappeared, or undiscovered yet. Also, the different or inconsistent locations discovered or alleged by archaeologists show the insufficiency of human thought compared with the sufficiency of God's word. However, further discoveries may make clear some inconsistent locations. Therefore, a Bible map is for us to understand the locations stated in the Bible faithfully. The understanding might develop our fellowship with Christ closer. So locations like times, days, or food are not a substance, but the substance is of Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, 17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Verses 1 to 15 regards northern land conquered. Verse 16, 2, 23 regard summary of conquered land. Verses 1 to 15 regard northern land conquered. And it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazo, another king of Canaan's named Jabin too. Judges chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, so the Lord sold them in the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Harosheth Hakoyim. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, for Jabin had 900 chariots of iron, and for 20 years he had harshly oppressed the children of Israel because Israel made idol worship. So this is the different king, although name was the same, Jabin over Hazor at the time of Joshua conquered northern land. That he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akishab, and to the kings who were from the north, in the mountains, in the plain south of Chinneroth. All of them were cities, country, in the lowland or valley, and in the height of Dor of the west, to the Canaanite in the east and in the west, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite in the mountains, and the Hivite below Hermon in the land of Mizpah. So they went out, they and all their armies with them, as many people as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with very many horses and chariots. Simply, enemy allies outnumbers the Israel people. And when all these kings, enemy allies, had met together, they came and camped together at the waters of Merom, the southwest of the Sea of Galilee, like a swamp. Today disappeared, waters of Merom, to fight against Israel. But the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of them." This is the word of God. "For tomorrow, about this time, I will deliver all of them slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses, or you shall cripple the horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua and all the people of war, or soldiers with him, came against them suddenly by the waters of Merom. So Joshua and all the people, Israelites, we see here Israelites' face of the Lord's statement, verse 6. So Joshua and the followers, soldiers, Philippians, verse 6, which is the word of God, that's called faith. Faith is hearing by the word of God. Then, and they attacked them, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who defeated them and chased them to greater Sidon, the north bound, far north bound, to the brook of Misrephoth, and to the valley of Mizpah, northeast bound, eastward. They attacked them until they left none of them remaining, utterly destroyed them. So Joshua did to them as the Lord had told him. So here, the faith was followed by their doings, which proved the faith. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariot with fire. That sentence describes their doings according to God's word, based upon the faith of God's word. Although the allies' enemies, also chariot and horses, outnumbered over Israelites. Verse 10, Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor, the city country, and struck its king, verse 1, king's name Jabin, with the sword. For Hazor was formerly the head of all those kingdoms. Hazor was the leading city country of all northern cities, countries. And they struck all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them, which means they fully obeyed God's commandment, God's word. There was none left breathing. Then he burned the Hazor with fire. Today, the ashes of that fire are discovered, proving the truth of the Bible. So all the cities of those kings and all their kings, Joshua took and struck with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them, or fully obeyed God's word, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded, full obedience to the Lord. Verse 13, but as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them except the Hazor only. So that's why today, no ashes in other cities than Hazor are found. And all the spoil of these cities and the livestock, the children of Israel took as a booty or prey for themselves, but they struck every man with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and they left none breathing. As the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. So the Lord originally commanded to Moses. So Moses commanded Joshua. So Joshua followed God's word. So Joshua did. So fully obedient. Even if we cannot control the other's doings, sometimes other people may upset me. So we cannot control other's doings to me. But we can exercise our free will to obey or disobey God's word. For example, a rebellious non-Christian, we cannot control the non-Christian's faith, but we can obey God's word. We can pray to the Lord to open his heart, rebellion heart against God. We can pray to the Lord for him. That's a way which we can obey God's word. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, verses 16 through 23 regard the summary of a conquered land. First part in the southern part and northern part. Southern part in called Judea, northern part in called Israel. Thus Joshua took all this land, the mountain country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland or valley, and Jordan plain, the mountains of Israel and its lowlands, from Mountain Halak and the ascent to Seir, even as far as Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mountain Hermon. He captured all their kings and struck them down and killed them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. Question one is, what is the source of his long time war? Here, the Joshua made a long time with all those kings or with all enemies. So our Christian life is lifetime process against all enemies, such as the self, flesh, or the world, or devils. The source of a Christian lifetime process is faith. Philippians chapter 9, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. So God's presence, and that he is a reward of those who diligently seek him. So one example, you ask God a certain healing. So God will answer your prayer request. Number one, yes. Number two, no. Number three, wait in that way. So first of all, you should believe God's presence. God is with you right now, that he is. Number two, God will answer. You seek God to heal or to do something. So God will be a reward. So here, Joshua, same way. Joshua made the word a long time. So without faith, Joshua could not do so. So with faith, Joshua was able to wait a long time to get the promised land. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the Hivite the inhabitants of Gibeon. Question two, why not? Because that answer is verse 20. For it was of the Lord to harden their heart, because they hardened the heart. So they don't want to make a peace treaty with Israel. That's why that they should come against Israel in battle, so all of them lost, that he might utterly destroy them. So basically, God allowed their heart, them to exercise free will against the Israel, not to make a treaty. He might utterly destroy them, and that they might receive no mercy or no favor, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So that's what Joshua and Israel soldiers destroyed, you know, completely. Verse 21, and that time Joshua came and cut off the Anakim. Who is Anakim? Anakim, about 38 years ago, their forefathers responded to a surprise report about Anakim. That Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. There we saw the giant, the descendant of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. So 12 spies made a report to Israelites, except only 2 spies. One is Joshua, second is Caleb. But Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 to 10, but Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then the Lord will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, because they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of a meeting before the children of Israel. So here we can see forefathers, the soul, the giant Anakim by sight, not by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight, like a tall guy, giant, or a tradition, or money, or outer appearance, you know, no such thing. So the difference is, one here, Joshua and Israel shows, they cut off the Anakim by faith. But previous, the spies report, the Israel people, they feared by sight. That's the difference. So from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anna, from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel, Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. So therefore, result of verse 22. None of the Anakim, the giant, were left in the land of the children of Israel, so not in promised land. But they remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod, you know, very few area. So Joshua took the whole land according to all the land had said to Moses. Here, the result of their doing by faith, Joshua took the whole land, according to all the Lord had said to Moses. And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their division by their tribes, 12 tribes. So they divide the conquered land to 12 tribes. Then the land rested from war. So let's see each question answer. In verse 18, Joshua made war a long time with all those things. What is the source of his long time war? The source is faith. Faith. Because Joshua did by faith. By faith. Question 2. In verse 19, there was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon, all the others they took in battle. Why did not any cities make a peace with Israel except the Hivites? Because of their rebellious heart against Israel. Question 3, in verse 21, in that time Joshua came and cut off the Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anna, from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. What is Israel's heart to Anakim here compared to previous their forefathers' heart to Anakim on the 12 spies report? The difference between is one, here they did by faith, but previously they did by sight. So that's the difference. Let's sing song all together, the bulletin, the last song, page 8, number 3.